Hello and welcome to the First Impressions podcast. My name's Chris John Riley, and together with my co-host Martin McKay, we'll be talking to presenters at the upcoming FIRST conference taking place in Denver, Colorado between June 14th and 19th, 2026. We look forward to seeing you at the conference, and now we join our interview in progress.
Hello and welcome to the First Impressions podcast. I'm Martin McKay, your host, and I am talking today to Julie Agnes Spark and Greg Foss from Datadog. And your talk is Critical SaaS, Critical Blind Spots. Julie, I'll start with you. Can you give me an idea of what exactly you mean? Because that covers a lot of territory.
I know it does. I think at Datadog, I've been really focused on SaaS logs and threat detection. And even with like the pivots, we've been seeing more into attackers focusing on how they can get into applications that you don't actually own and exfiltrate data. There's a lot of patterns across different SaaS apps, but there's also a lot of visibility gaps. And I often find that people who suffer incidents or who are threat hunting for the first time actually haven't taken a deep dive into their SaaS logs and understand their visibility, things they need to focus on. So we really want to give an idea of current campaigns and then the themes within your SaaS logs that you can hunt on, write detections on, and some of the visibility gaps you might have.
We're seeing a lot of evidence right now of attacks happening, of being very complex and happening through SaaS. This makes your talk a very timely talk, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of, I think, perfect timing for this type of talk. Big thing we've been following lately is a lot of these supply chain-based attacks where people are getting into endpoint systems and then being able to steal credentials to these SaaS applications very easily and quickly pivot, you know, rapidly and exfiltrate data from various SaaS apps. And, you know, it's something where I think we've seen a extremely rapid uptick in these types of attacks. So very timely for this type of talk, I think.
Yeah, and actually when I first submitted the talk, we were seeing all the shiny hunters activity against Salesforce and some other applications. And we've kind of just seen the uptick with Team PCP and even like non-big campaigns with people like exposing personal access tokens on GitHub by accident or like again on developer machines. And so I think for the first time, the industry is really figuring out how to address these SaaS apps that like the responsibility model is that you don't own them. You can't influence what they log, but what can you actually do?
Yeah. And it all comes down to identity. You know, at the core now, so much of it is tied to these non-human identities in particular, where, you know, API keys are easily accessible by attackers once they're on these developer systems, as Julie was mentioning. It's just really made it a much more streamlined process to get into very sensitive data very quickly.
Now, you mentioned a word identity, and could you explain what you mean by that? Because that's a complex idea that could mean humans, it could mean computers, it could mean anything.
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Martin. I think that is the toughest problem we're wrangling with today, because identity now is truly like the actual perimeter for all of these defensive topics that we're talking about here. You know, the big thing with identity that we like to focus on, you know, of course, there's the individual, the individual's accounts, like named accounts that tie to things like your email, your system, your various like business applications and things. But the one that's most concerning, I would say, is like these non-human identities. Because for each individual, there's anywhere, I think the average is around 80 non-human identities tied to each individual person. And those, being able to correlate those back to the proper individual, understanding how they're used, threat modeling around those is incredibly difficult. It's becoming more and more of a problem we need to focus on, given that that is largely how a lot of these agentic tools are accessing various sources. A lot of people are shifting to doing API work so they can pass the identity information off to, say, Claude, so it can go and perform actions for them. So being able to associate that activity with individuals appropriately, tie that to like, is this this person's agent or was this lifted from their system and is being misused now? That is a big area, I think, has been very interesting to wrap our heads around and figure out how we can improve the defenses that we try and build around these types of things.
Well, as we're saying, all it takes is one chink in somebody else's armor nowadays, and you're compromised because of these, as you said, supply chain attacks. I mean, some people are still struggling with basic security concepts. Is this something where it's realistic for them to, for like a small company, to be able to audit some of these things from third parties and have a secure infrastructure?
Yeah, I think for smaller companies, what I really recommend, and honestly, it applies to bigger companies that have less bandwidth on their security teams, is choosing 2 to 3 critical SaaS applications. So usually it's like GitHub, maybe Salesforce, maybe Okta, and really understanding where your data lives and what your usage is. So that could even be like a 2-day hunt where you just look at logs and you have a better understanding and you document it. I think that is the most realistic for smaller, less mature organizations. And then you have the more mature organizations that have the bandwidth to dedicate to writing extensive detections, et cetera. So we want to provide information on where you should hunt and what your visibility gaps are. And I think that helps people who are doing, you know, pulled into detection, IR, corporate security. When you see smaller orgs, people tend to have to do all of it.
What are people going to learn from your presentation? What are they going to be able to take away from it?
Yeah, we really want people to understand two big things. So what are the patterns we're seeing, specifically with initial access and data exfiltration? Because that's a lot of visibility that you hopefully get in SaaS logs, which I've seen typically a lot of behaviors like aren't logged as well, but you know, your authentication events and your data exfiltration is typically included. So what are the broad patterns for them to apply to different apps, some specific detections, and then their limitations they're going to run into. So to just really prep them for leaving the talk and going back to their organization and like feeling equipped to start looking at their data.
I think you bring up a really good point of, hey, this is a huge problem. Just go and start something small. Start taking it, like you said, take a day to just review these logs and understand what normal looks like and understand what you're seeing. So that's a really big point to me.
Yeah. And I think with, we saw last year Shiny Hunters with Snowflake first and then Salesforce, is that there was such a like panic of these incidents, and IR teams and supporting teams like detection engineers, threat intel folks, they didn't know where to look because they'd never looked at it before. And that really slows down IR. It slows down a lot of areas of just, there hasn't been focus on it. So there seems to be more and more focus on it now, right? We see Shiny Hunters, Team PCP. And so how can we take our knowledge and share that in a way that gives people a starting point?
Yeah, that's a great point, Julie. I think like you definitely don't want the first time you're looking at these logs to be in the middle of an incident where you're trying to wrap your head around what happened. When I have a good understanding, understand your baselines, what normal looks like, all those types of things. Very important to prepare for when it really matters.
I remember a compromise years ago where they hadn't been doing all of the things you're talking about, and they only found the compromise because their exfiltration of their data spiked. And when they got the bill, they went, this is 3 times, 4 times our normal data usage. What happened? Knowing what normal looks like, knowing what sort of exfiltration, or not exfiltration, what sort of traffic, what sort of logs you've already got is a huge thing. What haven't I asked you about?
I think one of the things we'll touch on, and back to this visibility part, is, right, you mentioned there's like a bigger bill, right? With GitHub, if someone exfiltrates all your repos, you're not getting a bigger bill. You probably will know because they're trying to ransom you, but you lack a lot of visibility. And these SaaS companies are, there's no forcing factor to make them security minded or for them to put in more security controls. As an industry, hopefully people start feeling that this is a very big problem and we can start pushing our vendors that are owning our data to consider security, because Salesforce is not a security company. GitHub is not a security company, but they have all of our data.
How about you, Greg? Is anything you would like to add at the end?
Yeah, I think Julie hit the nail on the head. The other thing I think is really important is understanding those visibility gaps that exist within some of these logs. One of the areas that we'll talk about more in our talk is actually some of these undocumented logging attributes, I guess we could call them. But things like that are introduced but never publicized in any way. So I think that component of really understanding the data, continuing to recursively review what you're collecting, that was just very important to see, what new detection opportunities arise that companies are adding out there that may not be shared as widely as we would hope in the industry.
There's always more to do. I've been talking with Julie Agnes-Sparks and Greg Foss from Datadog, and your talk is Critical SaaS, Critical Blind Spots, and that will be on June 18th at 1420 to 1505. Thank you both very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
You've been listening to the First Impressions podcast, the official podcast of the First Conference. The upcoming FIRST Conference is taking place in Denver, Colorado, between June 14th and 19th. Looking forward to seeing you there.